This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm the most anti-suicide person in the world. But I gotta tell you, I love truth in life so much, I don't give a rat's behind what they do to me. I'm telling the truth. I love God. I love justice. And I'm ready to stand up for what's right. But I just wish the average American knew how much danger they were in. Tom Pabbert's coming up. Let's listen to this incredible guitar with a synthesizer from 1984, Van Halen. I'll wait. Best part is at the end, though. There's that part right at the end with that guitar with the synthesizer. I'm not even a synthesizer fan, but the way they play the two together, it's like Jimi Hendrix. You know, it's like along the Watchtower or a few other songs of Hendrix. It hits this grind together. The two sounds, it's like. While everybody else is running around groveling to the system, the card's full of decks, or the decks are full of cards. Somebody has got to say no to the bullies. What's that part at the end, though? We've got another one on the computer that's just the end of the song. We'll play it when we come back in the next segment. Tom Pappert manages one of our great TV stations out there in the United States, out in Kansas, in Missouri. And he's here with us doing a great job at Real G.E. Trump. Facebook, God Emperor Trump official. You know, we can sit back like this is a spectacle, but it's not really a spectacle, Tom. We are seeing them go after Roger Stone, former chief advisor to Trump. No Russia, no nothing. He tried to talk to WikiLeaks, and they think it's like parsing words. You read the indictment. Where is it? He said he talks to an intermediary. He always said that. So now a journalist talking to someone while you're going to prison.
Well, there are those of us who remember back in 2015, 2016, WikiLeaks didn't even like InfoWars for reasons that still confound me. They gave you guys the cold shoulder. And so now here we are 3 years later, and Roger Stone, who has been he's an employee of yours. He's been on InfoWars for years. Now, because he might have known something before the rest of the country at large, that is now a criminal.
Believe me, we hear from the grand jury, everybody, they're like, he hired a reporter, it's payoff money. And you're just like sitting back like, it's like so unreal. I don't even get angry at this point. I just say, who are these people?
Well, that's the question. The only thing I can think is, and you talked about this, I've been listening to the show, they just must be doing anything they can to inspire fear in the president. WikiLeaks called this pure intimidation in their release and their statement today. And that's all I can think it is. They're trying to scare you. They don't want you to be passionate. They want you to be scared. They want InfoWars to contract. They want everybody to be on the defensive. They want the president to be so afraid to do his job, because maybe he'll be indicted next, that he's just going to go soft and let them do whatever they want until they can get one of their guys back in there in a couple years. And it's just sickening that InfoWars and Roger Stone, they're trying to make you guys the sacrificial lamb to the slaughter here. It's absolutely horrifying. You know, when you wake up this morning, I had 30 texts saying, are you still being on? Did you know InfoWars just got indicted? Because people didn't know, is it Roger Stone? Is it Alex Jones? They just immediately heard something was going on at InfoWars. Then we find out Roger Stone gets a raid, pre-dawn raid, arrested again. Over what? You read the indictment, the whole thing doesn't even make sense. Roger Stone knew something about Party One, WikiLeaks, and he learned it through an intermediary, and he was both publicly and privately telling people that he knew this information, and then he tried to give it to the Trump campaign. So information, this is thought crime, is essentially what I get from that indictment. They're trying to put the man in prison until he dies for the rest of his life, give him the Paul Manafort treatment, because he knew something. this makes no sense. I don't see how in any type of rational society this
No, you're right. Let's come back. I have the video clip.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, it's a family show. But back in 2016, October 4th, we did an overnight show when Hassan said he was going to release all this incredible information. Alex Jones slams Hillary butt plug Hassan for October surprise letdown. So, and in that very show, I say, I've been contacting WikiLeaks. Roger Stone's been contacting him. He didn't work here yet. All the everybody was trying to get Assange on. He was going on mainstream news. We're like, dude, release it. It's not about who gets it. It's that Hillary's illegal server showing all her crimes. But now exposing Hillary's crimes is the big crime. The message is you go to jail if you do this. And so
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead, Tom Papert. Go ahead.
We all remember being up until 3, 4 in the morning watching InfoWars because Julian Assange put out a statement that there was going to be a big scoop delivered in a live Skype conference that he was going to deliver. We all stay up. We get trolled horribly. I still laugh about or laugh slash cringe about it because the next day was absolute murder. But we all stayed up until the break of dawn for Julian Assange to deliver a mumbly, off-mic, bad audio book.
Well, that's what I'm saying is the government, well, why don't they know that? Because they're crooks covering up the Russiagate, which is on Hillary's side. So we were there. Assange never gave us the time of day. So the idea that talking to him is illegal, which he wouldn't even do, and then Roger lied about it, this is like indicting somebody for tying their shoelaces.
Right. Well, and it makes me remember when CNN, they had the famous idiot on there who said, you know, only we, CNN, can read the WikiLeaks. It's illegal for you to read the WikiLeaks. And at the time, we're all sitting there laughing about it, how comical that concept is. Maybe they knew something we didn't, because essentially Roger Stone is guilty of reading the WikiLeaks.
Yeah, that's the CNN reporter Cuomo saying, you can't read WikiLeaks. Only we can read WikiLeaks. And if you read WikiLeaks, you'll go to jail. And I guess 3 years later, they're serious. Like, you don't read public documents. Only we can.
Right. And again, it all comes down to Roger Stone heard from a buddy, a radio host, I believe, that they were going to release something. And so he texts all his friends, hey, I just heard they're going to release something over at WikiLeaks. It's exciting stuff. I can't wait to see what it's going to be. Like anybody in their right mind would.
Anybody in media teases it. I remember like calling Roger going, because, well, I know this Randy Credico. I know some talk shows in New York. He knows him. It's going to be big. Assange is already saying it. So here's Chris Cuomo, Mr. Hit and Drive extravaganza, saying he can look at it, but you can't. Here it is.
So interesting to remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
So it's illegal if you look at what Hillary's doing illegally. But I am Lord Cuomo, I can tell you.
And you notice he said it's different for the media. And of course, CNN and the establishment gets to decide who is the media. Roger Stone has been working in either politics or media basically since he was 12 years old. But because CNN determined that he is not media, he broke the law. He wasn't allowed to tease this information. He wasn't allowed to know anything about it. InfoWars as a whole should have just ignored the WikiLeaks because you don't have your super secret CNN license to be a media. So therefore, you should have just ignored the WikiLeaks. You should have just quoted CNN articles, and that's all we would know about it. We wouldn't know about all of the disturbing content that we won't even bring up for, you know, I'm guessing you guys would get another lawsuit on your desk. I don't want to cause that. But all the disturbing content from those WikiLeaks, all of the New York Times admitting that they are hacks, the Politico reporters admitting, since I am a hack now, I will send my articles to you from now on so you can review them. They just expect that we should have sat down, ignored all of it, and because we didn't, that apparently gives them the opportunity to arrest Roger Stone in the most ridiculous way possible. I just hope that enough Americans watch this, and then they read the CNN article where they're trying desperately to connect it to Russia like a crazy person trying to connect the dots that don't exist, because obviously the indictment has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, we can argue how it's not Russia all day. Everybody knows that. Unless it's Mueller giving uranium to Russians or Hillary getting money from uranium. There's no Russia connection. Where do they go now? What's the calculus of Mueller and them to go ahead and go after Stone and do all of this and then have the media boo him so he doesn't have speech at his press conference, pointing out we have the exclusives now, the video from the first hour, the second hour posted to InfoWars.com so you can hear what Roger Stone said. So how critical is that for listeners to go, wow, this is like, hear what the man they're indicted has to say. The media won't let you hear what Roger has to say. The media tried to boo him and shut down. The media shut down Roger Stone's press conference, so he gave one to InfoWars. Find out what he said. That's it. The exclusive interview with InfoWars, Roger Stone, after arrest. It's all up there on the site. Imagine they don't want him to have a voice. How un-American is that? How dangerous is that?
Well, it just goes to show these guys are total morons because it's going to backfire. It got you guys tons of traffic, I'm sure. You had a DDoS attack. You had your streams go down because of that and just the people trying to watch the show and see what Roger had to say. And if the media had any type of brain in their head at all, they would have shushed all their booing reporters down and let Roger speak there before the cameras so they could get the ratings. But instead, it's driving more and more people to InfoWars. And I have a sneaking suspicion. Roger has been saying he fears he's going to be indicted for months now. And I think they were waiting for an opportune moment. If you look at the last 7-8 days, this has been possibly the worst week and a half for the media in recent memory, probably since Kavanaugh. First, it started with the BuzzFeed fiasco, where the deep state shill Robert Mueller himself had to come out and say, no, this is fake news. It does not correspond to our findings. Ignore it. Then, the very next day, we get the Covington situation, where they're trying to frame a group of teenagers as vile, racist, anti-Semites, and that blew up in their face. So it's just been thing after thing after thing. They realized this Covington thing wasn't going away, so they thought, what can we do? Well, let's see. Let's just get Roger Stone. He's a former Trump advisor. He works at InfoWars. There's an Alex Jones connection. There's a Trump connection. He will be our distraction. And I think it's working. Now this is all anybody is going to talk about, that and President Trump kicking the wall can down the road for another 3 weeks. And all of this is, again, thanks, Roger. Roger, you're a great distraction, so they will no longer focus on the Democrat Party's own incompetence and the media's frank dishonesty.
No, I think you're right. By the way, we found the clip from October 2016 where I'm yelling at Assange for not releasing stuff, and then we're supposedly all in a mastermind operation together, which is total BS. Here it is. Assange trolling the world is Hillary's October surprise.
Come on, Assange.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Big legal counsel, Ben Jones.
I think we have the title for tonight's news.
And so I go on from there. But the idea that we're coordinating with him, I was there. It's like we laugh about this. It's not funny. Roger's been indicted. He's been SWAT teamed at his house. 29 armed people pointing guns at him. And then Mueller is on tarmacs giving uranium to the Russians, and Hillary gets $130 million for it. It's just like, it's a sick joke, man.
Well, and this reminds me of Hillary Clinton. You know, the only reason why she's not facing criminal charges is because Comey came up with a totally fictitious concept called intent. You see, yeah, she did some bad things, but she didn't mean to. So where is that with Roger Stone? I don't think Roger Stone meant to do anything wrong. Does that mean that we should totally disregard all of this because he had good intentions? So it goes. I hope that Americans are seeing this glaring double standard. Hillary Clinton gets to walk free. Comey gets to walk free. They all lied. It came out. Now, I guess Comey, they're still a little bit better than not lied.
Exactly. You're going to take over for the next 45 minutes. And then Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone's going to be back. Global exclusive. He won't be booed off the air here. You'll actually get to hear what he has to say coming up at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. In just about 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over. We have Tom Pappert, again, at RealGeTrump and at Facebook.com/GodEmperorTrumpOfficial. Remember, everything we do is free to air, listeners. Everything we do, we want you to use it. We want you to put it out. And remember, get some great supplements. Get some great products. Get some great T-shirts. You couldn't get a piece of Americana that's better than a T-shirt or something at InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we won't be here. Turbo Force is our new product. Brain Force is our best-selling product. Great nootropic. This is a nootropic with a pre-workout energy stamina. It is redonkulously strong and powerful. No reviews yet, because it's just came out a few days ago. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Get your Turbo Force. I see one fake review there. Yeah, good luck, Soros people. It's not going to work. InfoWarsStore.com. You fund us, we keep fighting. You don't, we shut down. I'm in your hands. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Spread the live links. InfoWarsStore.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, your guest host for this hour, filling in for Alex Jones on today, an absolutely insane day. Roger Stone raided at his Florida home, arrested, out on a $250,000 bond for what are essentially process crimes relating to statements that he may have given to Congress that may have been incorrect. It is frankly startling to see this happening in America, and I think the timing says it all. But before Alex had to step out, we were just talking about WikiLeaks and their statement on this. And WikiLeaks, of course, as I made the case, they've never really been a big fan or proponent of InfoWars. Yes, InfoWars reported on their leaks, as did literally everyone else in the media. If you were a journalist to ignore the WikiLeaks back in 2016 when it was all coming out almost weekly, you would have been a hack. You would have been a terrible journalist. You would have been fired from your job. And InfoWars did the responsible thing by putting it out. But this is the official statement from WikiLeaks United States lawyer. They said the military-style dawn arrest of Mr. Stone, a 66-year-old political consultant, was wholly unnecessary and served no purpose other than intimidation. The charges against Stone do not allege that Stone lied about his lack of contacts with Julian Assange, but rather about his contacts with others and documents reflecting those communications. So again, you have WikiLeaks doubling, tripling down on this idea. They are not InfoWars fans. They are not working with Alex Jones or InfoWars or Roger Stone. And if you look at Julian Assange's politics, that might have something to do with it. He leans a little bit closer to Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez than he does the libertarian, conservative, paleo-conservative Alex Jones. That could have something to do with it, but it is absolutely stunning to see the media, which Julian Assange was their favorite person in the world when he was exposing the war crimes of George W. Bush, when he was putting out leaks that hurt Republicans. They loved him. He would go on CNN. He would go on MSNBC. He was the darling. And then Hillary Clinton lost. And now we have to do anything we can to frame it all about Russia, turn Julian Assange into enemy number one, Alex Jones into enemy number two, Roger Stone into enemy number three. And that is where we are left today. A man who is 66 years old dedicated his entire life to this country, to trying to restore it to what he knew as a child. He was a Goldwater fan. He was a Reagan fan. He was a Trump fan. He has to go. And there's a lot of fears that he's going to be getting the Paul Manafort treatment, where he will go into a federal facility and he will never be seen again. Now, of course, Roger Stone, fortunately, is from what, as he likes to refer to it as, the old school. He's promised numerous times that regardless of the lies, the charges, the lawyer fees, he is not going to flip on the president. And I think he's a man of his word when it comes to this. I think Roger Stone has a bit more of a spine than that crooked lawyer. We won't even dignify him by saying his name. And for its part, I will say the administration is doing a bit more than they might have. You had Sarah Sanders come out and say, does this same standard apply to Hillary Clinton? Where Roger Stone may or may not have broken a law by lying by omission, essentially, is what they're saying. They're saying that he lied to Congress, therefore he has to die in prison. Of course, as I mentioned in the last segment with Alex, Hillary Clinton, the only reason why she's not facing criminal charges is because you had Comey come up with this fantastic concept called intent. So you see, if you rob a bank, but you didn't have malicious intent, then you're okay, right? No, that is a concept. That is a legal fabrication that only exists for Democrats named Hillary Clinton. It does not exist for Paul Manafort. It does not exist for or Roger Stone. And then, of course, President Trump did tweet out early this morning, this is the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. No collusion. Border coyotes, drug dealers, and human traffickers are treated better. Absolutely true. Where's Roger's catch and release? Who alerted CNN to be there? The president concluded on Twitter. And there is something to be said. I think tweeting is a little too little too late when it comes to this stage of the game. You have longtime associates of President Trump. Roger Stone has known him since at least the 1980s, maybe earlier. We don't know. Longtime associates of President Trump being hauled away in the pre-dawn light, CNN celebrating, figuratively dancing on his grave already. And the president did put out a tweet. But then that seems to be about it, which is disappointing. So we're going to keep talking about this for the rest of the segment. Next segment, we're going to be taking your calls. We've got Thomas in Texas, Freddie in California. People have been holding for 40 minutes, so we've got to try to get some of these people in. I feel bad. But I do want to remind everybody that Alex needs support right now. I can only imagine how crushing these legal bills are going to be. Obviously, Roger Stone does too. StoneDefenseFund.com to support Roger Stone. Get a Roger Stone. The small pebble that is an exact replica of the one David used to defeat Goliath. And I think right now that is perhaps more accurate of a synopsis of what's happening here than it ever has been. You have Roger Stone, again, political consultant, media figure. Everybody loves this guy. CNN used to love to have him on because he was an entertaining guest. And now he is going up against the true Goliath. He's going up against Robert Mueller, possibly the most powerful man in this country. Mueller has the power to do anything he wants. He's completely unchecked. President Trump's new Department of Justice is not going to rein him in. He's already come out publicly and said, no, I love Mueller. Our wives used to go knit together. We're best friends. I consider Mueller a brother, practically. So we have this unelected person who many feel he was a little heartbroken, let's say, felt a little burned by President Trump when he didn't give him Comey's old job. And so he's turned his life into destroying the president, destroying the prosperity of this country, and destroying anybody related to the president. And if you go back to 2015 and 2016, when Roger first started appearing on the Alex Jones Show, this man has put in the serious hours here. And this is something that I think a lot of conservatives are starting to feel. We've dedicated our lives to making the country great again. We've dedicated our lives to helping the president, to getting him elected, to putting his message out there. And we, in return, are a lot of us financially worse off than we were 3 years ago. It's great to see the country at large do better, but it's not so great to see Alex Jones, one of the driving engines behind this movement, be sacrificed. First, it was social media. Then they came after his finances, attacking his payment processors and everything else. Now they're arresting his employees. And again, the Jerome Corsi thing where they just paid off his contract, which is fairly standard in this industry, I can tell you. Now they're saying that was hush money. They delivered a giant cash payment to Jerome Corsi to try to prevent him from communicating with Bob Mueller and throwing Stone and Jones under the bus. It's all reaching some kind of apex here. We're going to, I've never before heard of this country being so divided, so built on fake news. I don't know where it's coming, but I do know that InfoWars is going to need your financial support. Again, it's InfoWarsStore.com. I am a big proponent of all of the supplements. If you remember me coming on last summer in August, I was a big guy back then. Much smaller now, and I owe a lot of that, no small part, to the supplements provided at InfoWarsStore.com. Supermail Vitality, get it while you can. Get Alpha Power, get X2 and X3. Everything you can, get it now. If you have the extra money, Alex Jones needs the support. Roger Stone needs the support. When we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls. I'm Tom Papert, Facebook's God Imp.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Story from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump, guest hosting this fourth hour. We're going to be taking your calls here in a few minutes. Lots of people have been holding for coming up on 45 minutes now. But I was just rereading CNN's basic misunderstanding of today's events, and it's stunning. This is the title of CNN's take on events. Why Roger Stone's stunning indictment is a huge moment in the Russia probe. And again, anybody who actually took the time to read this crazy indictment knows it has absolutely nothing to do with Russia. The whole concept that it has anything to do with Russia is beyond me. It has to do with speaking to Congress and did he know about WikiLeaks? And so I guess maybe CNN is trying to make the argument that WikiLeaks is a Russian agent, which is totally unproven, totally unprovable. But if you sit here and you look at this, they go back to Trump joking at a rally saying, I think if the Russians could find those 30,000 missing emails, they would be mightily rewarded. And so what this essentially comes down to is they're alleging that President Trump, then candidate Trump, colluded with the media to get the inside scoop on a story before anyone else had it. I think that's possibly the simplest thing to put this up to condense this down to. But we know from the very WikiLeaks that this controversy is about, Hillary Clinton did exactly that. She had a Politico reporter in her email saying, because I am now a hack, I will deliver all my stories to the Clinton campaign to be proofread before I go public with them. That's Politico. The guy was later fired from Politico, got a job at the New York Times. This is mainstream media colluding with the Clinton campaign, 10 times worse than what Roger allegedly did. But, of course, that doesn't matter because they have Democrat privilege. So let's start taking some of your calls. First, we have Thomas in Texas, and it's not just because I love your name.
Hey, how's it going?
Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. My opinion is not going to be very popular, but I've worried since the day Roger Stone got on Alex's show that he was sent to Alex because Alex is the real target.
Well, and see, I get where you're coming from because we all have to worry about these bad agents in our midst, right? I mean, that is a very real fear. But if you look at Roger Stone's track record, worked with Trump since 1987 at least, helped Trump plan his exploratory committee to run for president in 2000. It was instrumental in getting him to actually run in 2015 on June 16th when he announced. So I had met Roger twice now, once in person. We just happened to bump into each other on the street in Cleveland during the Republican National Convention, and then once last summer when I was co-hosting with Alex Jones there in Austin, Texas. I can assure everybody at home who is wondering, how is this happening? How does this keep happening to people who Alex Jones knows? Roger is the real deal, but I definitely think they're trying to go down and find anybody they can close to Alex because they want to make Alex fearful. They want to make his operation contract. And again, that's why everybody needs to look past all of this ridiculousness, all of the fake news, all of the allegations, all of the lies, and keep going to InfoWarsStore.com. Thomas, did I answer or kind of respond to you correctly?
Well, the reason I suggest that is Alex is so powerful. He's the reason I got involved in politics, and I made waves just in my local community all the way up to national. And I think they know that he has a grip on America as far as letting us, kind of beating us over the head to wake us up to what they're really doing. And they want to shut him down by any means necessary. That's why I have always suspected that Roger was sent to him. Roger's been in politics since the 60s, so he knows how to manipulate. And I don't know. I've just never trusted him. And I think the whole dog and pony show was more for Alex.
Well, I definitely think that they're going to Roger. They're trying to take him out to get to Alex. But if you look at Roger's track record, it's not like he was supporting George Herbert Walker Bush. You know, he was a Goldwater guy. He was a Reagan guy. When the party betrayed him, he moved to the Libertarian Party, only came back to the Republican Party when the hostile takeover by one President Donald Trump was completed. But thank you so much for that, Thomas. I know it's a big fear out there. I fear about it. And I'm nowhere near the public figure Alex is because they absolutely will try to put moles in your operation to destroy it. And I think if there's been anybody, I'm not going to drop names, but his name was dropped on this episode. I think we know who the real bad agent would have been. He's currently obsessed with Q, I think. Let's go to Freddie in California. Freddie, thank you so much for calling into the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. What do you have to say?
Hey, Tom, what's up, man? Yeah, this whole thing with Roger Stone, it almost has the same effect to me personally as a Trump supporter, especially in California, Southern California. You know how they are out here.
You're a brave man out there.
Yeah, it almost has the same effect as Mike Flynn. When they got Mike Flynn, I was like, what the heck is going on? But 2 points I want to make. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' comment this morning, I think, was a slap to the face to Trump supporters, just my personal opinion. I mean, anytime we see a Trump supporter slapped, kicked, beaten, threatened, her response should be played as just throwing the entire 63-plus million Trump supporters under the bus. I didn't like it. I thought it was tacky. And if I was, I would have fired her. But see, that's the point. I want President Trump. I want to.
Brady, your phone's kind of breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you might be in a wind tunnel or something like that, but I do know what you mean. I feel like, and I think a lot of people do at this point, I am an emphatic supporter of President Trump. I think he's done amazing things. The Supreme Court alone is going to keep this country going for another 20, 25 years. But it feels like sometimes we're out there giving our financial security away. We're giving away our physical security away. You mentioned California. We all know what goes out in Berkeley and elsewhere. If you wear a Trump hat in that state, you might as well be wearing a white hood. And I'm not just getting that idea out of nowhere, as we all know from the Covington fiasco last week, or this week even. But it does feel like sometimes we're all putting our necks on the lines. We want the administration to do so as well. And I think we need to remember what Trump gave up. He had a pretty sweet life. He's given up all of that. He's given up his family security. They're trying to drag his business, his children, his grandchildren's names through the mud. Look at all the hit pieces on Barron Trump. So perhaps maybe that's what I tell myself when I think we've given all this collectively as supporters. But I do know where you're coming from. I'm looking for the administration to do something that is real, that we can see, that is tangible. Come out and say, why on earth are you persecuting people that I've worked with for 40 years? This is obviously an attempt to get to me. That's what I want the president to say. And I hope he doesn't do it on Twitter. But what's your second point, Freddie?
The second point is, I thought Trump coming out and getting the economy going. Look, we all survived under the Obama economy, so we were doing great. So my thought was, okay, Trump's going to come, get the economy piping hot so that when he does pull the trigger on the deep state, it wouldn't be such a hard crash. But I'm just waiting for him to act on the deep state. I don't know. What's your thoughts about that?
I definitely know where you're coming from. And we have seen now numerous times whenever President Trump, maybe he starts to walk up to that line, we will see them hike up the interest rates at the Fed and the stock market goes down and everybody's talking about the second great recession or even the second great depression. So they're absolutely plotting and planning with everything they've got in their arsenal. But Freddie, I definitely don't think you're alone here. There's a lot of people out there who are looking to see President Trump. You know, the first year he admitted, everybody knew he was going to focus on the economy, on doing the stuff that essentially any Republican president would have done. The second year, it came out, I think it was leaked through Bannon, allegedly, which, you know, he has his own swamp monsters around him. But it was leaked through Bannon that the second year President Trump intended to focus on trade. And boy, did he. He did a great job. He's bullied China to the point where they're no longer going to have the Chinese millennium. They're escalating their totalitarianism in a desperate bid to keep control. North Korea has been brought to heel. All across the world, we see NAFTA renegotiated, even though it has some flaws. We see all kinds of great things happening from President Trump's focus on trade last year. This year, or maybe next year, but I think that's too late. This year, the focus needs to be on exposing and defeating these deep
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I am your guest host, Tom Pappert, and we are winding down the show here. Make sure to tune in to War Room. Coming up next, Roger Stone will be making another appearance live after he was released on bond today. $250,000 bond for the crime of being a member of the media, essentially. So we're going to keep taking your calls. We've got Jeff, we've got Jacob, we've got John, we've got more people to talk to. But as I'm sitting here thinking about this in the break, I realize more and more this is their perfect distraction. They had the worst week ever, and it just kept going. Nancy Pelosi, in the midst of a government shutdown, is taking a 3-day weekend right now. Just 2 days ago, she was speaking before the Conference of Mayors. She's stumbling over her words. She's doing her please clap where she tells the audience, that's an applause line. Please clap now. Please clap. That's an applause line. She just looked awful in every single sense. How do we get this to stop being the news? How do we make BuzzFeed go away? How do we make the Covington teens go away? How do we make the absolutely horrendous leader known as Nancy Pelosi, the swamp creature who has lived for 30 plus years getting fat off the government Right, she makes what, 40 grand a year? How is she getting so much money? How does she have multiple houses? How does Laura Loomer have to pick which house she goes to chain herself to? It's very circumspect. So how do we make all that go away? Well, let's arrest Roger Stone. And if you read the CNN article, they specifically say that this indictment is not new. It was just unsealed on Friday, which goes to my hypothesis that this was planned. This was orchestrated, and Roger Stone is just the sacrificial lamb to the slaughter. Jeff has something to say about Roger Stone as well. He's been holding for about an hour. Thank you for your patience, Jeff from Vancouver. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert.
Hey, Tom. Thanks a lot. Just wanted to say, Alex spiritually was right on earlier in the show, and I think his analysis of the first interview with Roger was spot on. I think the media will take any scrap and then just stitch it together and just spin a bunch of BS the way they, you know, are set up to do. I think there's a real golden opportunity here, though, in any overreach, and this is tremendous overreach by the mainstream media and the political elite. There's an opportunity for a judo move, and I think this is it. Roger is an employee of InfoWars. I think if he stays exclusively speaking his piece through InfoWars and makes the mainstream media come to InfoWars and the general public come to InfoWars, I think it'll backfire against them. I think what Alex, I'm not telling him what to do, but a recommendation is fill the top stories of the day with William Binney, with Seth Rich, with Julian Assange hinting at Seth Rich.
And if you look at it, Jeff, that's exactly what happened this morning. That is precisely what happened this morning, where Roger Stone, if the media was smart, they would have let him come out there and they would have been quiet as a church mouse. And then CNN could have had him live and MSNBC could have had him live and all of these different organizations could have had him live. But instead, they forced Roger to go to the Alex Jones Show, top linked on Drudge, and he got his word out there in a more powerful, more concise, and more, frankly, professional way than the media ever would have allowed him to. They didn't get to take a soundbite. And now if they do take a soundbite, this is the real beautiful part. Let's say when Roger Stone is on the War Room, coming up here in about 10 minutes, when Roger Stone is on the War Room, let's say they want to take a soundbite out of that. Well, people can just go Infowars.com/show and watch the full episode and actually see it in context. I think you're absolutely right. This is a tremendous opportunity disguised as a tragedy, and it just matters that people support, which is why it's so important people go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a water filter, get an air filter. I also have a Pro Pure Breeze air filter in my apartment. I live in a 110-year-old building. I'm a little bit fearful of asbestos at times. They tell me that there's none here, but I do wonder, and I sleep better at night, literally, not figuratively, because of that Pro Pure Breeze air filter. We're running out of time here. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. I want to remind everybody, Roger Stone will be coming up on War Room next, but let's go to Jacob in Ohio, who wants to talk about FBI corruption. And believe me, this could be a great example of that. Welcome to the show, Jacob. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert.
Well, hello, Tom. We will see the downfall of Mueller as an example of God's justice. The raid on Roger Stone's home and these Gestapo media circus tactics remind me of what happened to my friend Schaefer Cox. He just tried to defend his family, and now he's in a CIA-controlled prison with jihadis. Mm. The false statement charges that you see against Roger Stone, it's a favorite, a trumped-up charge for the DOJ. They used them against Ted Stevens to pass Obamacare, and that had a Polar Pen team link to the prosecution against Schaefer Cox in Alaska as well.
See, I hope you're absolutely right. All the media, you know, CNN was camping out. They're now saying that their journalists are just brilliant mind readers. They're Nostradamus, and they've been able to preemptively see that today was the day that Roger Stone would be arrested. But there's obviously been some collusion between the Mueller camp. At least it seems that way. Obviously, there's no proof. But apparently, you can throw that accusation around without proof these days. But it sure seems like they were talking to each other, and they were coordinating coordinating, and they were celebrating. If you read the CNN article I was referencing earlier, to them, it's an early birthday present. Christmas comes twice in 2019 for CNN, and I think regular, average, everyday Americans are going to see this. InfoWars viewers especially, because you guys are the most tuned in people in the world. You're going to see this, and you're going to see CNN salivating over destroying a 66-year-old man's life, and they just celebrated, and they're so antsy, and they're excited, and they're smiling, and they're energetic again. We're finally going to get Trump. And it disgusts normal people. It makes them disgusted. It causes a gut-level reaction. Like Alex Jones says, it's your spirit rejecting this evil. And that's what this is. The idea that we're going to destroy a 66-year-old man's life, a patriot since he was 12 years old, and his neighbor handed him a book about Barry Goldwater, this is disgusting. And normal people, I think, can see that. Well, thank you so much, Jacob. I want to keep taking calls because we only have a few minutes left. Let's go to John in Boston, who wants to talk about Roger Stone as well. John, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert.
Good afternoon, Tom. It's good to be with you. You know, first and foremost, I just wanted to express my disgust for the way that they went and got Roger Stone today as if he was El Chapo or, you know, Osama bin Laden. It's just completely ridiculous. And, you know, the overreach is insane. But what the people who are cheering this don't realize is giving anybody this much power to operate under these circumstances can be used against you as well. You know, Roger is just the first guy, and he happens to be on the Trump side right now, but it can go either way.
You know, as part of me, the Machiavellian in me, and this is not necessarily the stance that the rational side of my brain takes, but part of me wishes that were true, that, hey, if the Democrats can do this, if Mueller can do this, then maybe Trump can. But one of the most horrifying things we've learned from the Trump administration is that the executive branch only has power if it's a globalist. Otherwise, it might as well be symbolic. Don't get me wrong, Trump has done some fantastic things. Taxes, great. Supreme Court, great. But Obama declared how many national emergencies, and Trump can't declare one. So I that is in an abstract sense absolutely right. Once you create the ability for somebody to have this power, it can't really be contained. They've opened Pandora's box. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to be Trump who gets to exercise this power. And we better hope that there is nobody. You know, they say Trump is literally Hitler. They better hope no literal Hitler ever comes forward, because they have empowered the executive office for some lunatic, some madman who actually wants to take this power, who wants to take the ring and not throw it into the volcano. They have given him unlimited power. And I make the case, I think Mueller is the strongest, most powerful man on the face of the earth right now. He has more power than Mao version 2 in China, than Kim Jong-il in North Korea, than George Soros. He, over some trumped up charges, can essentially sentence a man to life in prison, Roger Stone, and it's disgusting. John, thank you so much for your call. You make a great point about the ability for the power structure to be abused, or perhaps used correctly. So in our final minute or so here, I do want to remind everybody one more time, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones, he is the tip of the spear. It is tomorrow's news today. He has broken more stories than anybody else. You know, in my little meme community on Facebook, God Emperor Trump, we joke. If you think Alex Jones is crazy, give it 18 months, and he will be proven completely accurate. And if you want to see this type of journalism continue, if you want to see this type of breaking news continue, they're going to need money. They're going to need money to fight this with Roger Stone. Alex Jones is inevitably going to be the next target, or one of the next targets. They're going to need financial resources to do that. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, go to StoneDefenseFund.com, and personally, ever since my supply of Super Male Vitality ran out, I'm a big fan of Alpha Power. I think that it works quite well as a, not necessarily a substitute, but an alternative to Super Male Vitality. So this has been Tom Papert, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. You can catch me on Facebook.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite forms.